On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, Dante Marcatelli, George Galante catch up with Magic big man Wendell Carter Jr. And as always, Magic Pod Squad is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation. And they remind you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. If you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, find a sober driver or catch a ride service. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Have a great night and drive safe. We touch it all here on this edition of Magic Pod Squad with Wendell Carter Jr., including what he worked on this summer to become a strong three-point shooter, what he added to his game, and also all the rigors and all the tolls that the NBA game can take off the court. All the noise that you hear from outsiders, who can you trust, who can you believe in as you try to pursue your dream of playing in the NBA. And then we take some fun fan questions, including why he wears the number 34. Some terrific insight and some great stories with Wendell Carter Jr. on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic, and this is the Pod Squad.
And it's our pleasure to welcome in Magic big man Wendell Carter Jr., kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here on Magic Pod Squad. And Wendell, I got to know, you're sitting in a hotel room in New York City. And you're 2-0 in New York City at the time of this taping. I got to think that's a pretty good feeling, getting two wins in Madison Square Garden. How does that feel, big fella?
It feels pretty good. You know, Madison Square Garden is a special place to play in. You know, a lot of great moments has happened there. So, you know, for us to take, you know, two of our wins that happen in Madison Square Garden, you know, shows that we have potential as a team. And, you know, we're just living up to the hype, living up to the big stages for sure.
You know, they showed the celebrity row, and there's always celebrities there in New York. Do you notice any of that, like when you go to L.A. or New York, or is it kind of some of the – do you see that? Do you know who have you noticed courtside?
Yeah. Probably the one person I noticed, probably like my rookie year when I was in L.A., it was Kevin Hart sitting courtside. And, like, I was always a big fan of his growing up, all his stand-ups, all his movies and stuff. So that was pretty unique for me.
What is that like, Wendell? Explain to, for people that will never feel that. Like, what is it like having guys like that courtside? Yeah. You know, you see them on movies, see them on TV, and they're there to watch you. Like that's got to be a surreal feeling.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because, like, you know, we go to movies and we go to these shows or whatever to go see them, and then you know they come out and see us. So it's just like, you know, it kind of gives you that feel of, you know, we kind of in the same world, but just two different sides of the spectrum.
Who's the first person when you made it to the, or maybe it happened at Duke. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's celebrities that came watch you. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe your AAU team had some celebrities come. I don't know. who was the first, do you remember the first time you saw somebody and you're like, holy crap, that's whoever, like that's Beyonce. I don't know. Whoever it is. Who's the first person?
Probably in high school, actually, when Ron came to one of our games. And I think Ron might have been, or his team might have been playing next or something like that. And he was just kind of just watching our game before their game. So it was kind of unique, you know, just to see that in high school for sure.
Now let's stay with that now. But now you're playing against somebody like that.
Uh-huh.
How does that transition go? Because that's got to be – that's got to be crazy.
Yeah, it's different. Like, you know, from my rookie year to now, of course, you know, that stuff doesn't faze me as much. But, like, from my rookie year, you know, just stepping on the court with him for the first time. I remember it was in Chicago, packed house. Everybody was there. A lot of celebrities, you know, all across the sidelines and stuff. So, you know, that was just a unique experience. Like, you know, you get a little bit of butterflies, you start off the game, and then once the game get going, it's like we're playing basketball now. But it's definitely surreal.
Do you notice that? I think about that when you guys just played the Nets, and you're going to play them again here in a couple of days. But for Franz and Jalen, that's their first chance to see Kevin Durant and James Harden, right? Did you sense a little of that? Did they talk about that? Or did you feel that was special for them?
You know, I feel like it was special for them. But they do such a great job. You know, I definitely give them a lot of credit, you know, for being rookies and the way that they handle certain situations. Franz and Jalen, You know, if we didn't have, you know, knowing their birthday were, we would think they were, especially France, in my opinion. Like, I feel like France is like, has a sense of maturity about him. Like, he seems very, very mature for his age. So, I don't think that stuff really like shocks them or anything, or they're doing a good job of hiding it.
But I think it's maybe that. I would go with that, right?
Like, how much of that has to do with the fact that Franz has been playing professionally since he was six, right, over in Germany? how much that's gonna help, right?
Right.
When do you get over that, Wendell? When does that feeling go away? Or is there somebody now that you're still like, is LeBron, let's take LeBron, for example, who's been in the league for now, like 38 years. Is it still like weird when you look across the court and he's there? Is there somebody that still gives you that feeling of, holy crap, I'm playing against so-and-so?
I think, you know, the excitement of playing against these guys is a little bit different now. Like, you know, my rookie year is just like, oh my God, I'm matching. Now it's like, man, he's been in the league for what, 18 years, and he's still dominating the game like he is. Like, that's the like impressive part about it. It's not so much about being in his presence. It's just like, wow, like, dude, he's greatness. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, I'm playing against a Hall of Famer right now, and it's just like, you know, I want to beat him. You know, just to, you know, give me that extra juice or give me that extra, you know, going into, you know, the next games or whatever. Like, just being able to, you know, get that win against someone in the league is definitely exciting.
That's the right answer, Dante, by the way. That's just the right in case answer. You wanted to know, that's the right answer. That's right.
Let's see if he knows this, George. Let's see if he knows this. Yeah, your teammate Jalen doesn't know that you can't swear on live TV. He doesn't know that. He got cut. Yeah, I see it, right? That's a rookie mistake. You're shaking your head. You know that, right? You know what you can and can't do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I don't have to tell Wendell now, Dante, like I tell some of these other guys when I hand them a microphone and say, don't curse on TV tonight, please. All right. Now I know I'm making a mental checklist in my head of Wendell, I don't have to say that to, right? Okay. I can put you in the no column.
You got that covered.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
What do you like to do? You're on the road. You've been in New York for 3 days already. You got another day there. What do you, if you get a day off, what do you do? And when you're kind of hanging around the hotel room, what do you like to do?
You know, especially in New York, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of New York, you know, being from Atlanta. I feel like New York is just way too busy for me. I like things to be a little bit slower, like Atlanta and Orlando. So I love Orlando so much. But, you know, whenever I'm here, you know, the food is phenomenal here. You know, I always try to find me a spot to go eat. You know, having Cole and Mo on my team, they're pretty familiar, you know, being from here. So they kind of just showed me the ropes of where to go eat, where to go shop, you know, get out the hotel a little bit. Then when I'm just around the hotel.
So New York is too fast for you is what you're saying. Like, you're more of a, you like things a little calmer?
Orlando is just my speed.
Okay, perfect.
My speed too. So are Cole and Mo your go-to guys? Like, do you guys go everywhere together? And how's that work?
I mean, I feel like for the most part, as a group, you know, it kind of just differs. You know, when some people want to, you know, step out, some people want to stay in. It just kind of depends on who all wants to, you know, get some fresh air, get out of the hotel, and who kind of, you know, Cole being here, being with his family, you know, he went to go see his family. Sure. And stuff, him and most. It just kind of depends on the city and, you know, how people feeling.
Talk about Cole a little bit, Wendell. Like, he's off to a great start these first 15 games. Like, he's putting up some pretty big numbers and wins and losses. Like, he's doing it all right now. I see you're smiling. Like,
facts.
And and he tells everybody about it too, I think.
Yeah. Cole is a great player, and you know, he wants to win. He understands, you know, there's a process to it. You know, that's one thing I'll definitely give him credit to. Like, you know, we're not perfect basketball players. We're not the perfect team, but, you know, we all understand that's just a process. You know, just being able to learn each other's tendencies, to hold each other more accountable for things. Like, it's all a process to get, you know, get more comfortable with one another, being able to have those conversations, you know, when someone is not someone to anyone else, like being able to have those conversations, like we all kind of are starting to understand that part. And then Cole, he just so gifted, you know, offensively and defensively. He, you know, he's going to play hard, you know, every play, you know, he just wants to win. He's going to do whatever it takes to win. So,
you know, Wendell, we've got, so we want to get into your game more specifically here in just a moment. And then we got some great questions from the fans that we want to touch on as we continue on. But you said something interesting there. It is a process. And I look at your track record. You won in high school. You won at Duke. You get to the NBA and it's hard. Like you guys have all won wherever you've been in other levels. Winning is not necessarily going to happen right away. It could. You guys could catch fire. Is that difficult? How difficult is the process right now? And how do you kind of stay motivated through it all?
You know, for me, it's pretty difficult. I'm not going to lie. You know, coming from Chicago, you know, we were a young team my rookie year. They're coming down to Orlando. You know, we're a young team, you know, rebuilding was what people would call it. Sure. But, you know, it's definitely tough because, you know, like you said, I'm just so used to winning. You know, I was used to winning every game. Like, and dude, we probably lost like 3 games total. Nice. And I feel like we lost too much then, you know what I'm saying? So like, right. It's tough. And then going to Chicago, I think we only won like 20 games my first year. So like, it's tough, but I also understand that, you know, it just builds character and it showed me the difference in the levels. That's the first thing it showed me. And it also shows me that it's not as easy as, you know, AAU and college was. Like this is hard, and you just gotta find ways to become an expert at one thing, and then, you know, everybody kind of just find that thing for themselves and just all gel together, and then we go out there and produce and just get wins.
I think it's interesting because there's a perception when a team is rebuilding that everybody's okay. Hey, whatever happens. You guys are competitors. Like, you guys are trying to win every game. And at the end of the day, you know, you'll see how many you have at the end, and you're growing, and there's things that you'll do along the way and all the things that you pointed out, because you're trying to improve your game and you're trying to get better as a team. And we've seen incredible growth from the start of this season till now, but going through this process doesn't mean you guys are fine going 20 and 60. You guys are battling. You guys are trying to win every game. And I think that's important.
Yep, exactly. That's the part of the process. Like, if we'll have a whole different conversation if we were just like, okay, whatever happens. Like, that would be a whole conversation we'll be having. But, you know, the fact that we're going out there and we're, you know, we're competing with some of the best teams in the league, it just shows that, you know, we have tremendous potential. And it's all about consistency and timing, in my opinion. We'll figure it out, though, for sure.
Wendell, is there somebody you lean on if times are tough, like if you've lost a few in a row or maybe you're not playing well, is there somebody that you lean on more than others? Like, and it can be on the team, not on the team, in the league, not in the league, not a basketball player. Is there somebody you lean on when things are like, you're looking at it, you're like, guy, I need somebody to vent to here?
Yeah. So I got about 4 people that I kind of lean towards whenever I'm going through, you know, whether it's someone on the court or off the court. You know, the first person would be someone on my team would be Dr. Joe. You know, I've established a pretty good relationship with him when I first got here, you know, just from stuff from off the court that was, you know, that I feel like that was affecting me on the court. You know, I've established that pretty good relationship with him. So, you know, I have my conversations with him. My mom and my dad, of course. With me being an only child, you know, they definitely know me very, very well. Like, they know when I'm not feeling right. They know when, you know, something's bothering me mentally. So, you know, they do a really good job of not necessarily crowding me, but at the same time, just making sure that, you know, I have someone to talk to. And then lastly would be my girlfriend. She plays basketball too. So she played basketball at UConn, you know, D1. So, you know, she has her downs also. So she definitely understands, like, the the rigor that goes into it. Like, she goes to UConn, you know, if they lose a game, like, it's like the world, you know? So she definitely understands it. And then, you know, she's a really good basketball player. So she knows, you know, what to say.
Well, that's great. Well, it feels, you can see glimpses of it, Wendell. And I think people get excited, even thinking at some point Markell's going to come back. At some point, you're going to have J.I. back. And you guys are going to continue to take steps. Like, does it feel like, you know, some days I'm sure feel closer than others, but does it feel like when it comes together, you guys are capable, you guys are more than capable of stringing together some wins, right? Does it feel like it's close?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, like I said earlier, I think consistency is something that is going to be a huge part for us taking that next step. You know, like we have our games where we're playing well, we have our games, we're knocking down shots, we're doing all this, you know. But like a game like last night, you know, right, it was really high scores. You know, we were not shooting the ball that well. You
know, they're hang that one in the Hall of Fame for sure.
Yeah, at all. No. So it just shows that, you know, we have to hang our hats on the defensive end and do that consistently. You know, we're not going out, you know, nobody goes out there and tries to miss shots on purpose. Of course, everybody's trying to do that, but defensively, that's something that we can control. You know, just make it tough for them or make it tough for the opponent every time down the court. You know, that's going to give us a chance. You know, and then we just take our open shots, make a miss, we go back down, let's get another stop. Let's try it again on offense. And I feel like that consistency, if we can start to establish that and then, you know, learning personnel, learning what other players like to do, like, you know, just the whole nine, once we get to that point, I feel like that's when we'll really take that jump for sure.
That's great. You know, we were talking before you came on, you know, George and I both noticed you've hit one less three this year than you have your entire career combined coming into this year, right? So you told us two things at the end of last year and you backed both of them up. You said you wanted to be healthy and you wanted to shoot the three. You played every game, knock on wood. We want that to continue. And you shot the three extremely well, Wendell. Just, I don't, for those that weren't there, what was the work you put in to feel this comfortable shooting the three?
You're right behind Steph Curry, by the way, in percentage. Like, you guys are almost neck and neck. I feel like you can catch him at the end. I feel like you can get him.
He probably got triple the amount of attempts, though, for sure.
Nah, we're not worried about that. Hey, don't let the facts get in the way. No, it doesn't matter. We're going for percentage. That's all.
You look good out there, and you look like you're comfortable, and you're a legitimate three-point threat. I mean, that's a tribute to the work you've put in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, the work that I put in is like I think it's 50-50, right? Like 50-50, and I put the work in, I get the shots up, I, you know, go through certain drills, you know, tire myself out so I'm able to shoot while I'm tired, all that stuff, right? But then the other 50 is just having that confidence, right? I think it's more of a mental thing. Because I've always been a pretty good shooter all my life. And you know, that's another thing with the NBA. Like, you get caught up in, you know, the outside noise. You get caught up in, you know, people who don't even play in the league. That's kind of like telling you what you should and shouldn't do. And then you're worrying about that stuff. Then you're worrying about if you're going to make the next shot, if you miss the first one. Like, you kind of get caught up in that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's one thing I definitely feel like. And I feel like it's just a whole mental – like a mental thing. And that's something I've definitely worked on, not only this summer, but like ever since I got in the league, just kind of breaking free of that stigma of, you know, I got to be perfect. I got to make this shot. I got to make this shot. But, you know, one thing I learned is that, you know, I take the shots, make a miss, just believe the next one's going in, you know? So like that's something I, you know, kind of worked on a lot. You know, that's been a process in its own, you know, just breaking free of that mental block that kind of just slows me down sometimes.
He's done it, George. Shoot or shoot. They don't worry about the last
one. That's right. He's Steph. He's it's just like Steph. Just like Wendell. To give the fans a look at what are the. Of course, my dog wants to start barking now during the podcast, right? What is a physical workout that you're doing to get those shots up? Like, give me the routine, you know, from start to finish.
Yeah, so now that the season started, it's not as rigorous as it was when I was in the summertime. Like,
maybe give me a summertime one that way that, you know, building up to what you have for the year.
Well, in the summertime, we kind of start off around the rim, you know, working on my finishing, things like that. And then, kind of get my heart racing a little bit. And then, I work out of the pick and roll stuff. So, you know, once I, this past summer, and I spent a lot of time in Orlando. So, just working on, working in the short actions, the pocket, pick and rolls, pick and pops, stuff like that. Just kind of get my heart racing. And then, I do a lot of up and down stuff. So I'll shoot at one basket, go down, do something, come back down. So like, kind of like, it's hard to simulate a game, but I try to find ways to, make it feel like I'm playing in the game. And then, at the end of my workouts, when, I'm kind of tired, my arms are tired or whatever, I just rep it out, try to lock in that muscle memory. And, I'll probably make 200 threes at least before I leave the gym. So like, that's kind of how, it's kind of a broad spectrum how sure. I kind of my workouts, but that's definitely.
I mean, high percentage, it means you're only taking like 400. So that's great. I mean, that, right. 200 out of 400 is perfect. Right. Got it. Exactly. Down.
George, he hit on something too, which I think is interesting. People don't have any idea what you or I do. So they don't give opinions. They don't weigh in. Everybody you meet, Wendell, I'm sure, is a basketball expert, right? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you said you got to find out who's right, what people are trying. How do you weed through all that noise? Like, what are all the things you hear, and how do you know how to siphon it out properly?
Yeah, it gets tricky for sure. For myself, the way I kind of look at it is, I kind of establish my circle, right? And in my circle, I don't want anybody to be a yes man. I don't want nobody to say like, oh, you did great tonight, or oh, you shot the ball well. Don't worry about it. Just move on to the next game. Or, but on the other side, I don't want nobody to just completely just make me feel like, oh, you're not playing well at all. Like, sure. You're not basketball player, ooh, all that stuff. So like, I just kind of establish a circle of people, right, who just kind of just give me the right criticism, right, just help me build my game and stuff like that. And then when it comes to that outside noise, like social media or all that other stuff, like I don't even look at it no more. Like I used to be so involved. Like I'll go.
That's a good call, by the way.
Yeah. I go looking at stuff like, and it'll just mess me up mentally. I'm like, man, that's really how people thinking about me. Like, and then I had to realize, like, why am I worried about what other people think about me? And they don't even play basketball. Like, they probably don't even know nothing about the NBA, but they feel like they got to tell me something. So it's just like that's kind of the thing I was saying earlier. Like, it's just a process of me, with the whole mentality, my whole mental, and just understanding that, it's about me. Stop worrying about everything else.
Well, it must have validated all of that. You got a nice contract to start the year, right? I mean, did that must make you feel good, getting that taken care of, take that off your plate, and you can just go play even more than you were before, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That definitely gives you a sense of security, a sense of, pressure release, just to know that, first off, that a team wants you. The fact that, the Orlando Magic decided to extend me, it's just a blessing. It just shows that, that they wanted me to be here and they saw a future in me being here. So, like, that was the first thing, that I recognized about that. Then secondly, financially, just being honest, like, I'm in a really good spot. I'm now able to make a lot more money than I was. So like, that's always a good feeling.
Yeah,
so.
Dante knows how that feels. Dante knows. Well, someday I'll get there, but Dante knows how that feels. Yeah,
I got a few less zeros, Wendell. Few less zeros. But that's good. That's a credit to you, because that's an opportunity to help your family and take care of your family for future generations. I mean, that's very important. No question about it.
Absolutely.
Wendell, you said Orlando is your speed. Like, how many had you been to Orlando before you were traded here? You'd been to Orlando before. Was there something that you learned after living in Orlando for a little bit that you didn't know? And you're like, hey, that's kind of a cool spot, or this is a cool area I didn't know existed, because all you see on TV is Disney World and the theme parks.
So growing up, actually, every summer, we would go to, me and my family would go down to Universal Studios and Disney World. Like, it was like a religious trip for us. Like, we did it every summer, same tradition.
Day. Nice.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
You know, we used to do that all the time. So now that was what I thought Orlando was. Like, you go to Orlando, you go to Disney World. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I thought getting traded here, you know, Orlando kind of reminds me of where I'm from, you know, the south side of Atlanta. In terms of, you know, just being like, you can have your fun. Like, you can, like, you can go to Disney World, you can go to Universal, you can do all this stuff around the city, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's chill, it's slow, like, you know, not too much going on. Like, you can duck off if you need to, like, just kind of get your mind right. It's quiet, not much really going on if you're not downtown. So, that's the first thing I recognize about Orlando.
We got a few less Peachtree streets, George.
We have a couple
Orange Avenues, though. Like, there's a few
Orange Avenues.
That's a very good streets, but all Orange Avenues. That's right.
Well, that's interesting. So you find out, so you learn a little something about coming to Orlando. You know, last year you come at the tail end, you play under Steve Clifford. And I thought it was very interesting when Jamal Mosley got the job right away. He credited Steve Clifford for kind of laying the foundation that you guys kind of have defensively, right? He kind of drilled that in the last 20, 30 games after you arrived last year. I know that helped you. Just kind of take us through your feelings with Coach Mosley and what you've learned and kind of how that defensive base has kind of helped you for this year.
Yeah, Coach Mosley, man, he's first off, is a fantastic person. You know, he's a player's coach for sure. You know, he's checking in with us all the time, you know, making sure everybody's good mentally, emotionally, physically. You know, he just does a really good job of doing that kind of stuff. And then also, you know, coming from Dallas, he understands what it takes to win. You know, they were winning, they were in the playoffs. So he kind of gets that idea of, you know, what exactly it takes. And, you know, I get that sense that he's, you know, trying to bring that winning culture here. And he understands that. Also, he also understands that it's a process too. And that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. But, you know, he's down to help us to get to that place where, you know, we're winning and stuff. Because when that stuff happens, everybody is taken care of, you know. And
right.
Financially, like everybody on the team is seen as a winner. And everybody wants that, you know what I'm saying? So he definitely understands that for sure.
Take us through Markelle. What are you seeing behind the scenes with Markelle and J.I. with their rehab? We see a little bit snippets and they're out there shooting. They look good. They look like they're fit. They look like they're chomping at the bit a little bit. What do you see from those guys?
You know, Markelle's been in, you know, a couple of the practices with us, you know, kind of just running through plays, doing some defensive things with us. And you know, he looks good. You know, that's someone, you know, when I got traded to Orlando, I was looking forward to playing with, you know, just from what I've heard about him and when he was playing, what I saw, how he played and things like that. Like, that's one guy, you know, I definitely wanted to play with at some point. And then J.I. is also doing a fantastic job. He's always in early in the morning before we even get there, before our practices and stuff. He's already on the table getting treatment on his knee, you know, lifting, doing all that stuff. So he looks good. I feel like, you know, when those two get back, we're going to be, and they get, you know, get into game shape, because that's also not going to happen, right? Like, they can do as much running as they want to, but that game shape is different. So, you know, once they get in the game, and we get everybody back, Etwan, MCW, I feel like, you know, we can definitely, it'll definitely shake some things up for sure.
Wendell, how has the transition been switching over to the four a little bit and playing with Mo? Because I believe at the beginning of the season, you probably didn't think that was going to happen. And then as the season gets ready to start, you guys are together. You know, I think we saw it at the end of the preseason. Coach Mosley put you guys in there together and obviously liked what he saw. How's that been working out for both of you?
I like it. I like it a lot. We both defensively, you know, have a really, really high IQ. We're both high IQ basketball players. And defensively, I feel like, you know, we complement each other really, really well. And, you know, on the offensive end, with us both being able to shoot, you know, it kind of, you know, gives us that free reign of being able to pick and pop, pick and roll. If one rolls, the other one pops. If one pops, the other one, someone got to be in a dunker. You know, we kind of get that feel for one another. And, you know, that's also something that doesn't happen overnight. You know, I've never played the four. I've been in the NBA, so games of me playing the four. You know, it's still some things I want to tighten up. You know, get a little bit better at for sure. But I mean, I feel like, you know, we can definitely, you know, as we get more and more comfortable with one another on the court, I feel like we can definitely, like I said earlier, shake some things up for sure.
Nice. All right. Now, Dante.
I tell you what we can do. Everyone does a great job of finding you the whole first half. Can we make
sure find you in the second half too?
The second half as well, for crying out loud. Right? Look what the guy closed the game last night. He took a lob from Jalen Suggs and put the game away. Can we find Wendell in the second half as well?
We got to get that done. Put it in a memo or something.
That? Yeah, for sure.
All right. Okay. So Dante mentioned before we started, we had a couple of fan questions. Now, one of them actually mirrored mine, Dante, because I wanted to ask him every picture I found of you from the past, even high school, whatever, you're wearing 34. You wore 34 at Duke, wore 34 in Chicago, 34 in Orlando. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to show you this picture. If you can see 34 right there, that's a guy that is your PR guy right now.
Oh,
right,
that's
there,
awesome.
34. So I have a special. I feel like 34 is tied to me a little bit too. So you gotta rep it. I want to know. I want to know how you came up with 34. What's the number? What's the reason for 34?
That's all.
You wanted to see that picture again, don't you? So yeah. Good. That's a handsome guy right there.
You can laugh. Wendell ate those guys for lunch.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
In high school.
It was a long time. We played with a basket that had a lid on the bottom of it, a peach basket.
Oh, man. But no, 34, main reasons for my dad. My dad wore it all through high school, all through college. He played overseas. He wore it. And his reason for wearing it was for Len Bias. You know, so that's okay. You know, someone he looked up to, and then, you know, he kind of, you know, shared his story, because I didn't really know who he was when I was coming up, so he kind of shared his story with me, you know, just told me he wore 34, and then I was like, man, that's pretty unique. And then the fact that he wore it too, my dad wore it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I think I'm gonna just stick with this number for sure.
And now you know that
I grew up in Boston. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And also George wore it. Yeah, right. I grew up in Boston, and we were supposed to get Len Bias. Like, that was a big – what does your dad tell you about Len? Just such a tragedy. And an incredible basketball player.
Incredible. You know, just – you know, he told me, you know, some of his films of him playing, you know, the small amount of films that he had. And, you know, he just said that he tried to model his game after his. Like, he was just so impressed with the way that he played, and he, you know, when he lost his life, he just felt like, man, because that was his idol. Like, he looked up to him. Yeah. He wanted to be just like him growing up. So, you know, when he lost his life, it was just kind of tough on that, because, you know, it's, you looking up to someone and then they out of nowhere just pass away. It's kind of tough. Like, oh man, like that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. So he just wearing his number ever since then.
Well, that's a great tribute and a legacy that you get to continue on. I'm sure he's proud of that as well. No question. Absolutely. Favorite movie? This question comes in. Everybody wants to know everybody's favorite movie. What kind of movies are you into? You're a Marvel guy, too.
I am a Marvel guy. I'm an Incredible Hulk guy, too.
That's right. That's yes. Yes.
That, well, smash. You were supposed to get that started, Dante, last year. Yes. You were supposed to get the Wendell smash started, and you never did.
The Hulk smash. Okay, right. We're on it. We're on it.
Got to get on that next game. Yeah. Wendell smash.
Is that your favorite movie? Are you an Incredible Hulk, or do you have another favorite movie?
My favorite movie would probably be Life of Pi, actually. Okay. Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies. I've probably seen about 2 or 3 times. Yeah, someone told me to read the book also, so I'm gonna eventually get around to that. But movie is one of my favorite movies for sure.
Dante doesn't read, so you don't have to read the book. That's not a, you don't have to worry about that. How about funniest teammate, Wendell? Funniest teammate.
Funniest teammate gotta be a tie between Chuma and RJ for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody says Chuma, and I'm not buying it. I've heard the guy say 4 words.
Nah, Chuma is hilarious. Hilarious.
All right. Drake or Kanye? They want to know. Drake or Kanye?
Right.
Okay. Favorite restaurant? Oh, no. What's that?
Kanye. I'm sorry.
Kanye. You switching already? You already changed your mind?
Okay.
Yeah. I answered that way too fast.
Jumped on that way too fast. No, take your time. You get the right answer out. No problem.
Dante,
do you have a favorite restaurant in Orlando? Do you have a favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant will probably be Cristini's Italian.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Fire. Yeah.
Very good. George, you and I can't afford that. It's
no.
Good.
No. No. We
cannot. Yeah.
One day. I like this one. All right. I'll end with this one. Unless you got another one, George. Do you
you end with this one.
Do you like the glasses or do you not like the glasses? Fans want to know.
You're shooting better with them. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I am. I definitely got to think about it for sure.
They look good. They're protective. You're shooting it well.
Sometimes it kind of like on the sides and on the top, you kind of get that black line all the way across, and that's something I don't really like. But no, it's protecting my eyes, and I'm shooting well, like y'all saying. So, two for one.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. You'll take that.
Which means he can't wait. Which means he can't wait to get rid of them. So it's fine. No problem. when the medical staff says you can get rid of them, that's they're gone. No problem. Absolutely. I got you.
Well, tell us what you got coming up. I know you got a big event planned for Thanksgiving, right, Wendell? You got something planned, and I think it's great. So many Magic players do a great job of giving back around the holidays, and it looks like you guys are going to be involved in something as well.
Yeah, so me, Markel, and Chuma are all getting together to do a give back for Thanksgiving for about, I think it was like 300 or 350. Yep. Something like that.
That's right. Yep.
Just try to make that holiday special. You know, that's a holiday I feel like is my favorite holiday, for obvious reasons. You get to eat, get to be with your family, get to watch football, things like that. So I feel like, you know, in times like that, you know, when people are struggling to be able to have that moment, I feel like, why not help? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you had the opportunity, the capability of being able to do it, I feel like you should. And you know, this Thanksgiving, we definitely, you know, wanted to do something, and we got together and we came up with something. So I'm definitely excited and looking forward to it for sure.
Good stuff.
That's great. That's great. You know, I forgot to ask you, does everyone call you Dell? Is that what, do you have a nickname that you prefer?
Yeah, that's kind of been floating around, Dell and Dub C. Everybody's been calling me those two. So
okay,
I'll just call you something that's not going to make you mad. It's fine.
We'll call you whatever you tell us to call you. That's right. Yeah. Wendell, this was great, man. We really appreciate it. We're very happy and proud of you with your great start on the floor and off the floor. Keep up the great work. And once you start getting everybody back, let's make a run at this thing. We're excited for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you all. Thank y'all for having me.
Listen, just remember, this 34 is behind you right here. He's behind you all the way. 34's got your back.
That's my new reason for wearing number 34.
That's right.
That's awesome. That 34 didn't get 34 minutes that year, did he?
Hey, now. Hey, yo, that's not right. Got at least 35.
All right. That'll do it for Magic Pod Squad. Have a great one. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Wendell.
I appreciate y'all.